Okay, go.
So this is from like the experience of a siddha, like a actual prajvasi. Like say for instance, some lila is going on at some point in Braj, and another Brajvasi knows that's going on, but they're somewhere else. Maybe someone told them that it was going to happen. Maybe they told them after it happened, while they were in a different place, not involved in that experience. But so like they know it's happening, so I'm wondering like where's the line between knowing and like since they're so perfect, maybe they can see it even though they're not there. So that's what I'm wondering. Does that make a little more sense?
You're talking about siddhas.
Yeah.
The experience of siddhas.
Yeah.
Siddhas, like right now, there's all the lilas going on right now in Braj. Astakali lilas going on. So now it's 5 o'clock, 5:30. Krishna's bringing the cows. He's coming back from Vrindavan's side. He's going to go north. He's going to pass through Yavat. Either he's going to go through Yavat, Radharani's in Yavat, I forget where she is right now. Maybe pretty soon she's coming to Barsana. She's been in Yavat like January, like that. Maybe Vasant Panchami, she went. She's in Barsana now, from Vasant Panchami until Guru Purnima or something like that. She spends 3 months a year in Barsana, then 3 months in Yavat, then 3 months. She goes 4 times a year. So when Krishna brings the cows back, he won't pass through Yavat because Radharani's not there. He'll pass through Barsana, then north of Barsana is Nandagram. So that's going on right now in Braj, in the Aprakrita layer. So if someone's sitting in Braj and they meditate on the Leela, what's happening in this Braj? Because there's the Braj for the Siddha Mahatma, there's the external Braj right here, and there's the Aprakrita Leela there. So Aprakrita Leela, this is what's going on in the Nitya Leela, Govcharan, Uttara Goshta Leela, is coming back from the cows, pastures, Uttara Goshta. So Krishna's passing through Barsana, Radharani's up on the watchtower, she's seeing Krishna. He's in the Chandrasalika. So the Siddha, when he meditates, because his guru will tell him to meditate on the time of the Leela. So he'll meditate on the Leela. So he's meditating on this Leela, which is going on in Nitya Vrindavan, and also here also. So he'll see it. If he's in Varsana, in the Kutir, he can just come out of his Kutir, or he doesn't have to come out. You just see they're passing right by my kutir. Krishna and the cows. They'll see it. It's real. Because it's going on. We can't see it because we don't have the eyes to see it. That's all Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. We have the eyes full of love. You can see Krishna's leelas. Or that's going on, Aprakrita Leela. Or he can. This is Aparan Leela, 3:36 in the afternoon until 6 p.m. It's called Aparan Leela. Or if he wants, when he meditates, he's sitting in Braj, this Leela is going on in Braj right now. He can sit there and meditate on Pratak Leela, Krishna waking up in the Kunja. That's Nishant Leela. And he meditates, and because for every sadhaka and the level of siddha, he can create his own Vrindavan in his heart. So he's meditating and Because every single Lila Krishna is eternal. It's eternal. It's going on. So whenever you sit to meditate, you can meditate in any Lila. But generally they tell you to meditate to give some shape and order. You meditate at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you meditate on a Lila that's happening at 3 o'clock. Described in Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govinda Bhavanamrita, other books. But it's that to that extent. Krishna's coming back with the cows, and that's in one Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and you have your own Vrindavan in your meditation, and Krishna's waking up. That's also possible. And everybody's there. Krishna's there. He's in both places. All the players are in both places. It says in Priti Sandarbha number 10, he's quoting the Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 11, verse 14, or something like that. Priti Sandarbha is commenting there, and he's saying that Krishna expands himself into one form for every liberated soul. Jiva Goswami's comment on that shloka from Bhagavatam, which shloka talks about Vaikuntha Murtis. Braj Vrindavan Vaikuntha Singh. So Krishna expands himself into one form for every liberated soul. That means there's one Krishna, one Radharani, one Nandava. Krishna, all his entourages for you. Have your own. Your own spiritual world. You don't have to compete with anybody. Get out of my spiritual world. I don't like you. Go to your own spiritual world. It's a beautiful, it's an amazing concept. It's so personal. So generally, the guru and his disciples, they have their own spiritual world with Krishna and Radharani. Like, I'm in Vishakha's team. She's my Yukteswari, Vishakha Sakhi. So I have my Vishakha, but there's also another Vishakha. You know, there's unlimited Vishakhas, unlimited Lalitas and Rupas, Rati, etc. You can see this proof of this in the Bhagavatam. Narada Muni visited Krishna's 16,000 queens. You can see right in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you heard this 10 times, 20. I spoke at 50. And you go, and Narada Muni went from palace to palace, and everywhere he saw Krishna, the one Krishna, Rukmini and Satyabhama Mitravinda, 16,108 different queens with different names. But in all, every single palace there was one Vasudeva, one Devaki, one Rohini, one Balaram, one Daruka, one Jaivichai, the whole gang, you know. Everywhere he went, he said, oh, there's 16,108 Krishnas, 16,108 Vasudevas and Devakis and Uddhavs, 16,108 Uddhavs and Darukas. Like, Narada's head was spinning. It's a lot of inventory. A lot of population. You got some idea of it?
That was also highly nectar, but still there
is cool.
Still something is somehow not conveying it.
That's okay.